98.1 KZE. It is Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Today I am very excited to bring to you, for the first time from Highland, New York, Kate Prasher. KZE. It is Friends Day with Kate Prasher in the studio from Highland, New York. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and shout out to Nate on the bass back there.
Thank you.
So tell me about yourself. You said you started out in Nashville?
I started out in Memphis, Tennessee, where I grew up. I actually was born in Nashville, but I grew up in Memphis, and then I moved to Manhattan and went to college at Barnard. And I lived in the city for a long time. And then me and my husband, we moved up to Highland, you know, with everybody else in the middle of COVID 2021.
Yeah, understandable.
We love it up here, though. It's so beautiful and such like a rich artistic community.
Yeah. How have you found the musical community up here as compared to where you've lived before?
Well, you know, there's everybody here is so welcoming. And there's just like, there's a really like low key vibe. People are very like inviting. They're like, hey, come join us on this or try this out. I've just been like, so I've felt so like I just stepped into like a big group of friendly folks. It's been wonderful.
Yeah. Well, it's awesome to have you here and always really great to meet new musicians that I have not met before. Not calling you a new musician because clearly you've been doing this for a while. Have you been writing songs since you were a kid?
Not since I was a kid. Not songs anyway. I definitely like wrote really like awkward poems for a very long time.
Me too.
Like, you know, thinking they were so, so great. And then, you know, reading them years later and being like, oh my God. but I think I didn't really start writing songs until I was in a bluegrass trio called The Tumble a few years ago. And we were doing mostly covers. And then all of a sudden, it's like I started having ideas and then I had a band to put them with. And that was really great. And it kind of changed my life. I started writing all the time. And now I've got this album that's all of my original music that's out. And it's, you know, it's a really great thing.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's impressive because, you know, a lot of us write songs and not a lot of us have the motivation to actually like record them.
Yeah.
So to, you know, go from like not really considering yourself a songwriter to having a full album of original material in like a couple years is very impressive.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. What did we just hear? Was that one of the songs from the record?
It is. It's a song called Mary Ellen. And I wrote it. I was thinking about all the ways that women often get trapped in situations, specifically relationships. And it's a fictional story, but I wrote it as a way to kind of to say that it's possible to get out if you need to.
Yeah.
That sometimes the door opens and you can figure out a way to be free.
Yeah. What do you got for us next?
This next one I'm going to do is called The Island, and it's about a lot of different things. It's also on the record. It's a little bit about my parents. It's a little bit about a trip I took to Prince Edward Island.
Beautiful place.
Mm-hmm. I will go where you go. Strong closer in. things we've tried have left a mark. Neither you or I is any younger than we were. All the things we've tried have left a mark.
KZE. Kate Prasher is my guest on Friends Day today, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Remind me the name of the album.
It's called Shake the Dust.
Shake the Dust, and that is available now?
Yes, it is.
Wherever records are found?
Wherever records are found. You can find it on my website, kateprasher.com, Bandcamp. You can also listen on Spotify, Apple Music, all those places.
All the good spots. And yeah. Here on KZE, I've got to start spinning these too. These are great. What was the recording process like?
It was twofold. So I did most of my part of the equation in Brooklyn started during the middle of COVID. And then the song was transferred, or all the songs were transferred down to Nashville to get finished up adding and recording and mixing and all that stuff.
Yeah, nice. And this was your first recording experience, right?
No, I'd released an EP back in 2019.
Gotcha.
But it was my first solo full-length album.
Yeah. Yeah. And is there anywhere we can see you perform upcoming soon in the area?
Well, at the beginning of November, I'm going to be at Dreamaway Lodge in Beckett, Massachusetts.
Oh.
And then I'm going to be doing a co-bill with a band called Cold Chocolate.
Love the name.
Uh-huh. They're great. They're like, it's like guitar and drums, but like with a roots focus.
Cool.
And that's going to be at Moorbarn Studios down on the Jersey Shore.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, you have a cool setup here today with just the guitar and the stand-up bass, but you said you also have a violinist who joins sometimes?
Yes. Yes. That's the full expression.
Cool. Is that the same on the album, or did you flesh it out even more?
Oh, on the album, there's pretty much everything that we could possibly put in there.
Oh,
there's,
cool.
There's like drums, there's backup singers, there's,
nice, full maximalist production.
Yes, we went all the way. We tried to go as close to Nashville sound as we could.
Awesome. Kate Prasher is my guest, and tell me, the website once again is just your name?
Yeah, kateprasher.com.
Fabulous. You got one more for us?
I think so. This one's also on the record. This one's a blues.
Right,
it's called The Handsome Man Blues. Let me give it just a quick little tune here.
Oh, sure. 98.1 KZE, Friends Day, once again brought to you by The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Just such a great place to see live music. I believe Thursday through Sunday they have live music, and they're open Wednesday through Sunday with a tapas-style menu.
Okay. My darling, right? Headed south to Carolina. Forever laid on the stereo, you know I'll drive all night. Let go of my hand, you handsome man. The devil put up the window, and then you climbed in. Touch can't do much, but one man's as good as any when the lights are out. This tale that you are chasing, it's about to get out of town. The air is hot and heavy. I get so sweaty, you can't get right off my couch. Let go of my hand.
98.1 KZE, Kate Prasher in the studio. Check out the new album, Shake the Dust, out now at kateprasher.com, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
That was great. I love the little like Bob Dylan talk sing there.
That's funny. Somebody told me, I was really surprised that when I was out on tour, somebody said, oh shoot, it's not, it's like a band like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like totally surprised to hear that.
I mean, there's like, there's blues connection there too.
Right.
But yeah, no, I was getting like Bob / Joni on that one.
Oh, I'll take that
and
run with it really far.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. You guys sound amazing. And yeah, we'll be spinning the record.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, come back and do it again sometime.
Would love to.
We got your community bulletin board now and Secret Sisters up next.